Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Christiana. I'm glad to have you all here. I see some people in the queue waiting for me to take their calls. So first, what I'm going to do is share a chakra meditation. And what it's really like is like a body scan to scan you from head to toe and clear out any blockages that you may have in your chakras. Okay, so first we're going to start off. Everybody, find a comfortable place to sit. Make sure you're sitting upwards in a chair with your feet on the ground. And if you're driving or doing something, I suggest that you either pull over or just listen. Okay, so I'm going to start now. So everybody get comfortable, sitting up position, hands on your lap or upwards in your lap, feet on the floor, back straight up against the chair. And inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And just come centered into your body. Relax your face, the neck, down your arms and hands, your torso, abdomen, relaxing all the way down to your hips. Relax your thighs, your knees, down to your calves, through your feet. And inhale. And exhale, just relaxing your body completely. Start at the crown chakra. You'll see a white light pouring through the crown chakra. Notice if you have any blocks there. And allow that to come to you, whatever symbols or shapes may appear, any blockage, just imagine that white light pouring through your crown, dissolving any blockages, going down to your third eye, dissolving any blockages from seeing what really is with your third eye. Now that white light is going down to your throat, dissolving any blockages, anything that is preventing you from speaking your truth. Now the white light is going down through your chest, dissolving any pain in the heart chakra. And the white light continues down into your abdomen, dissolving anything that blocks you from standing in your own true power. Down to your belly, below the navel, opening you up to creativity. Down to your root chakra, dissolving anything that makes you feel like you don't belong. That white light's just enveloping your whole body from head to toe, releasing you of any blockages that you have, making you feel truly at peace. everyone, just inhale and exhale. And then start to move your fingers around, start to move your toes, and get back into the here and now. Everybody wake up. Okay, I have two callers on the line. If you're ready, I'm going to take your call. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how
that
can I help
nice
you today?
That was a nice meditation. Well, my question is, I do have a question. It's not about me. It's about a family member. My sister was in a nursing home for 8 years, and they decided that they couldn't care for her anymore, so she got sent to a behavioral health hospital, and then now they found a place for her. It's like 300 miles away from where I live, and I'm just calling to see if you could pick up if she's going to make it there, if that's going to be her last destination.
Okay, and so you want to know if she's going to make it to this new hospital?
At this new nursing home.
So you want to know if she's going to go to this new nursing home, if that's her last place.
Yes. She's scheduled to leave tomorrow. They're going to pick her up tomorrow and transport her to the new nursing home. But I'm hoping this place is going to work for her because she was at the other place for 8 years. And all of a sudden they changed administrations and they couldn't deal with her behavioral health issues. And so another place was found for her. I'm just hoping that this is going to be her last destination, that she won't be switched around anymore.
Okay, I'm going to ask my pendulum assistance in this. Will this be her last destination? Yes or no? Okay, it's saying no. So that's, yeah, telling me that she'll probably be moved again. Will she be moved again after this move? Yes or no? Well, that's a little confusing. It says no.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
she's going to this new nursing home, and it won't be her last destination, but she's not going to be moved again. Okay. I wonder what that means.
More from
I'm sorry, we're breaking up.
I'm sorry. Physically, in the physical world, you know, the material world, that will be her last destination, but not as far as her spirit goes. I think that's it's telling us.
You know, interesting because I thought that. Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay. So she'll be going there, and that could be where she passes away, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right, or are you okay with hearing that?
Oh, no, I understand. I'm fine. I mean, I don't have any problems with the word death, passing away. I'm very spiritual. I understand. I just wanted to, I just don't want her to be going from one place to the next. And she does have a lot of issues and illnesses, so I do understand that point. That's not a problem. I just don't want her to be moved around a lot.
I don't think she's going to be anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to also pull you a card. Okay, you're going to have to tell me what this card means to you. It says abundance. I am a limitless being, and I can manifest whatever I desire in this physical reality.
Hmm.
What does that mean to you right now in your life?
In my life, I know she's going into her Jupiter Mahadasha, which means abundance for her. I mean, in Vedic astrology, she's going into a Mahadasha of Jupiter, which means quite abundant. As far as me, I've been looking for freedom, and I need to move on with my life. And I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations with family members and other people in my life who have a lot of problems. And I've shouldered a lot. And so for me, it would mean freedom. I mean, just moving on with my life, getting on with my life. And that's the first thing that came to my mind. But as far as her, she's going into a period of her life where she's going to have a lot of luck. And whatever that means, I don't know.
It sounds like you know what you want in life.
Yeah, I'm
That's
ready
awesome.
To move on. Believe me, I've dealt with a lot of people, and I've helped a lot of people with problems. And I'm burnt out right now. I'm just tired, and I'm ready to move on with my life. So I hope that's what that means for me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know what's best for you, and you know, that's so cool that I pulled that card and you said she's going into a period of where she'll have a lot of luck in her life, and then you know that you want freedom in your life, so that's great that you recognize that.
Yeah.
And I wish you well.
Thank you so much for that reading. It really does confirm a lot for me. Like I said, she's leaving tomorrow, and I just want to make sure she's safe and well on her journey.
Yeah, I think she's in good hands.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so very much for your meditation. That was helpful.
Oh,
and
you're
thank
welcome.
You for
I
reading.
Hope it helped.
Yeah, and I'm going to remember that, so whenever I'm more at ease, I will do it because I need
cool.
to balance my chakras at this point in time. So thank
yeah,
you
I
so
call
very
it like
much.
A body scan. That's what I call it, a body scan. So
it was very relaxing, and it sounds like it's very easy to do. So I want to thank
you
for that.
Yeah, you know, I love it. I love simplicity in things, you know, because so many things in this life can get so hectic and complicated. Sometimes it's nice to just do something that's simple and, you know, where you can relax.
Right. And for me
all
right now,
well,
at this
thank you.
Point, I have to have everything simple. So thank you so much, and many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thanks. To you, too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, next caller. Hello. Oops. Hello, this is Christiana. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? Okay. Okay, you know, it's odd. I think it must be because it's not a Saturday where more people have time off. So there are no more callers right now. I am going to do, I usually do the psychic readings, but there are no more callers. So I'm just going to do a reading just for anybody that may happen to hear this. And that's a general, I'm having trouble talking today, sorry. It's a general reading. I'm going to mix up the cards here. Okay. So the first card I got is friendship. I understand that a friend is in my life for a reason. And since this is a general reading, it can really be for anybody, the message. For me personally, I am starting to realize that I have certain people in my life for a reason. I don't know if any of you feel that way. I'm sure many of you do. The second card says blame. I accept responsibility for my well-being. I think a lot of us tend to kind of point a finger at others, blame other people, rather than taking responsibility for, you know, why our lives are the way they are. And when you take responsibility, that's when you can really, you know, live in peace and harmony in your life. The third card says death. I'm learning that endings are merely beginnings. I can relate to that as well. Not too long ago, I lost my son. Well, I wouldn't really call it lost, but, you know, he went to heaven. He's with God. And my cat passed away too recently. So, but I do realize that we are all eternal souls, and definitely that endings are merely beginnings. Okay, and I am going to pull my booklet. And just read on the friendship card. I have a booklet that goes along with the cards. Friendship. Hello, everyone. I think I'm reconnected now. Sorry, my phone bumped me off for some reason. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit. It says, understand that everyone in your path is here to teach you something. It may be for a year or a lifetime. Together, you will teach each other various lessons of the heart, such as trust, love, loyalty, and admiration. The bonds of friendship are often stronger than those of family. You have formed a bridge of understanding between the two of you that has stood the test of time and of lifetimes. A true friend will illuminate your path instead of dim it. He or she will give advice with your best interest at heart. To be able to communicate at soul level with another human being is the biggest treasure of the physical dimension. Okay, so with that, I'm going to leave you all. Like I said, usually I have more callers, but since I didn't today, I'm going to leave you all with that nice little thing on friendship. All right, everybody, you take care and have a blessed day.